Thousands of Hoosiers rely on the Affordable Care Act for their health insurance, and in rural communities across Indiana and the country, it's not functioning as originally intended. WFIU's Brock Turner has more on a troubling trend that is developing with ACA insurance plans in rural communities.
For Jim Dillinger, health insurance is personal.
And I told my wife, I don't even know how we're going to afford this. And that was the first time we had to really decide, were we going to carry insurance or not?
In 2014, Dillinger says the out-of-pocket costs from a routine hip replacement surgery soaked up nearly 40% of his annual income. Paired with the rising premiums he was already paying, Dillinger says he seriously considered not carrying insurance.
And that was our biggest fear. We didn't know, because the next year it was supposed to jump again. And I told my wife, I don't even know how we're going to afford this.
A minister at the Rochester Church of Christ, Dillinger eventually decided to enroll in an insurance plan through the Affordable Care Act. His yearly salary made him eligible for a subsidy to help make the plan more affordable.
We joined it the very first year it became available. We were on private insurance before that, and it was just eating up our costs so much. Our premiums, the last year that I was on private insurance, our premiums was 25% of my total income.
Dillinger admits he was hesitant, though. He lived in Europe as a child and says he saw lengthy procedure wait times. That and critiques grounded in politics aren't uncommon in this small, markedly conservative community about 100 miles north of Indianapolis.
I know one friend, just because of politics, won't even try the ACA because he disagrees completely with the politics of it. So they have their own, you know, private program.
But the problems associated with the Affordable Care Act aren't limited to just perception. A study from the Rural Health Research and Policy Centers, along with the Rural Policy Research Institute, shows in the past 4 years there's been a noticeable shift in the way the healthcare marketplace functions. The study authors write, data began to show signs of weakening insurer participation, especially in rural counties and in states that did not implement Medicaid expansion. While every Indiana county has at least one provider, rural communities generally have fewer options, and that can lead to higher average premiums for residents. Indiana's Office of Insurance declined an interview for this story, stating plans from two providers, CareSource and Celtic, were available in all 92 counties. But that's not the full story. Many insurance providers haven't expanded their networks to include local hospitals. CareSource, for example, offers a plan in Fulton County, but the local hospital and many local physicians are not in their coverage network. That's something one of the few remaining insurance agents in Fulton County has witnessed firsthand. Kendra Chudzinski was born and raised here. While she doesn't make much, if anything, writing these plans, she says she continues to write policies as a public service.
I see people at the grocery store. People text me on the weekends and at night and say, you know, I need to come in and see you about my health insurance. I like that. I like being needed, and I like helping people, and I like them knowing that they can count on me.
Chudzinski says the process can be complicated, and the majority of people struggle to understand which policy best fits their needs.
I have a lot of people say to me, well, I don't want that Obamacare. I hope this isn't Obamacare. And I have to say, well, that's not what we call it, and that's, you know, but that's what you're getting, and you're getting a nice subsidy in it. And if it wasn't for this, you wouldn't even be able to get health insurance.
And that's why many proponents of the Affordable Care Act say while the marketplace might not be functioning as originally intended, it's better than the alternative. Hospitals, for example, receive more compensation for services under the ACA than they do for patients on Medicaid, but it's still less than private insurance plans. While crafting the right healthcare policy can get complicated quickly, there's one point nearly everyone can agree on. The system needs to be improved.
People shouldn't have to go broke paying for medication, and they shouldn't have to go without in our society. I think we can do better than that. The trick is figuring out what is that better.
But for now, he and thousands of Hoosiers will have to choose from the current plans and coverage options available. For WFIU News, I'm Brock Turner.